And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's 11:33 now. And if you're listening last week, we had the grand final for 2022. Kevin Jeffries came second, and by 1 point, Kerris Phillips was declared the champion for 2022. However, the person that came in at number four was Brian Derbyshire. He's on the phone now. Hey, well done, Brian.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you.
You did very well. Yeah, we looked at the scorecard a few minutes ago. You played on 8 separate occasions last year. You won on 6 occasions, didn't draw any at all, and lost on 2. So a total of 18 points. So that was pretty impressive.
I was surprised that Gavin beat you on there when you played against him.
Oh, I was rubbish on that occasion, wasn't I? Absolutely.
Nah, they were all songs not in our era.
I think that's probably it, yes. They suited Gavin better because he is somewhat younger, yeah. Right. And as I think I said at the time, and it's no consolation, but had I had Gavin's question, I don't think I would have beaten him, but I would have got a much more respectable score. Right, okay, so what have you been up to since we talked to you before Christmas?
Not a lot, really. We've been, it was a quiet Christmas, really, right. And not much. Started wearing a mask again.
Yes, I know, a lot of people are doing that, aren't they? There's a lot of bugs going around at the moment.
But... I know, been coughing for England.
Oh, dear. Right, well, I hope that's not going to stop you doing well today, anyway.
No.
Right, the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come.
It's time for another Phillips Fascinating Fact.
Well, that was my deliberate mistake of the morning, so let's try again. Which song title links Gloria Estefan and Len Barry?
1, 2, 3.
How many times in the 80s did Do They Know It's Christmas enter the charts?
Twice.
In which decade was Sade born?
The 60s.
Complete this Drifters song title, Saturday Night at...
The Movies.
Which creature links song titles from Elton John and Jimmy Nail?
Crocodile.
In which group was Brian Jones replaced by Mick Taylor?
The Stones.
The Osmonds' first hit was Love Me For...
A Reason.
My Ding-a-Ling was a number one hit for Chuck Who?
Berry.
At which American state did the Bee Gees sing about in 1967?
Massachusetts.
Who released an album and a single in 1983 called Let's Dance?
Phil Collins.
And which film featured the songs Bright Eyes by Art Garfunkel?
Watership Down.
Right, and can you just repeat your last answer, the one about Let's Dance?
Phil Collins.
You're going to go for Phil Collins on that one, yeah, didn't quite...
David Bowie?
It is David Bowie, yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's see how you got on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11 questions answered in your allotted time. Didn't pass on any. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, which is not bad at all.
The wife tells me not to pass.
Well, it's always a good, it's always a good idea, yes, yes. Right, I always remember one of our previous contestants always used to say Elton John when he didn't know
it. She told me that.
Which is always a good policy. Right, so let's go through the ones you slipped up on. First one was a tricky one, I have to admit. How many times in the 80s did Do They Know It's Christmas enter the charts? You said twice, which is probably what I would say, but it was actually 3 times. In which decade was Sade born? You thought the 60s, but she's actually a bit older than that. She was born in the 1950s. And you've already corrected the last one. The album and single in 1983, Let's Dance, was, of course, not Phil Collins, but David Bowie. So you can hold your head up high in Little Sutton again. Another good score, and well done once again for coming fourth last year.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again soon, Brian.
Okay, Dave.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Bang on 12:30, round 2 of radio's shortest quiz, 60-second challenge. And joining us this time, The lady who came fifth in the top 10 from last year. Say good afternoon to Patricia Goff in Overpool. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Dave.
You did very well last year, didn't you?
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Well, there you go. Yes, I've been. Yeah, I've been looking through the records. You took part on 11 separate occasions. You won on 5 occasions. You lost on 4, and you drew on 2. So 17 points, 5th in the table. So well done for that. Right.
Thank you.
So what have you been doing since we spoke to you? Probably before Christmas now, I'm guessing.
Yeah, not too much really. I've gone back to work with my hands.
Right.
I fell off my bike, if you remember.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
So your hand's fully recovered now, is it?
I wouldn't say it's fully, but it's kind of 9/10.
It's getting there. Brilliant. Yeah. And I think from what you've said to me before, you actually enjoy being at work, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Brilliant. Okay, then. So quite a tough score to beat today from a near neighbour of yours, Brian Derbyshire in Little Sutton.
That's right.
Got 8 out of 11 with no passes on round 1. Let's see if you can beat that score. As always, once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, and here they come. In which decade was David Essex born?
David Essex, ooh, the 40s.
Which Spice Girl was known as Posh Spice?
Victoria Beckham.
Goodbye Cruel World was the title of an album released in 84 for Elvis who?
Costello.
In I Think I Love You was a hit for David Cassidy and who?
The Partridge Family.
Which Beatles song begins with the line, "You think you've lost your love"?
She loves you.
In which decade did Cliff Richard release his very first album?
The 50s.
Who was commemorated on Jamaican stamps in 1982?
Bob Marley.
Who formed the rock band Tin Machine in 1989?
Elton John.
Who recorded Wishing I Was Lucky in 1987?
Where?
Complete the title of this Deborah Harry song, French Kissing.
In the USA.
And Summer Love Sensation was a hit in 74 for which Scottish group?
Oh, my favourite, the Bay City Rollers.
Right, a bit of a secret pleasure of yours, the Bay City Rollers, eh?
Oh, very much.
Right. Did you wear all the tartan when they were sort of popular?
To be honest, I was a wee bit too old.
But you enjoyed their music.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, I think you've done pretty well today. Let's just total them up. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions, exactly the same number as Brian. And like Brian, you didn't pass on any questions at all, but we did hear Elton John slip in at one point. And he got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So that means you're the winner this week by 2 points. That was good. I was very impressed with some of the answers you came up with. I thought you were going to be fooled into saying Elvis Presley instead of Elvis Costello.
Oh, I know, by the timing.
Right, excellent. So it was the fact that it was 1984 made you realise it was Costello and not Presley. Brilliant. And the only one you slipped up on, and arguably it was the most difficult, who formed the rock band Tin Machine in 1989? Not Elton John. But one of his contemporaries, really, David Bowie, apparently.
David Bowie, yeah, I knew that, you know.
Did you?
I just thought David Bowie, yeah, I just couldn't get it out.
Well, that's right. As I know to my cost, having taken part in the quiz myself before Christmas, it's the time pressure, isn't it? If you had more time, you'd probably get them all right. But,
that's right.
But on this occasion, 10 out of 11 is a winner, so you're already on the league table for 2023. And we'll look forward to talking to you in about a month's time.
Oh, thank you. Thank
okay.
you, Dave.
Thanks for that, Patricia. Bye-bye
You're
now.
You're welcome. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, she did all right, didn't she? And the 60-second challenge returns next Sunday morning around about 11:30.